Tuesday mornings here at Bear Country 95.3, just before 8 o'clock, our friend Mick stops by from Montague Webworks. Good morning, Mick.
Hey, how are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Mick's got the Montague Webworks website of the week for us today.
This week coming up on Thursday is St. Patrick's Day, St. Patty's Day.
What can we color green? Like our hair?
My mustache.
Your mustache. I got a bit of a beard going on that could go green.
Yeah. It's a little red right now. You can paint it green.
So many people, this is their reason to celebrate. You got that big St. Patrick's Day parade down in Holyoke that happens every year.
That's right. Second largest in the country.
Yep. When I was living on Long Island, I used to live out in Montauk on Long Island, mm-hmm. and St. Patrick's Day was the day to get out finally from the long winter and celebrate. They had a huge parade. I mean, not like Holyoke.
Right, right.
But for Montauk, Long Island.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A big day.
Yeah, it is a big day. Hopefully the snow is gone now, and it's a reason to do whatever you do when you celebrate with green beer, etc.
Corned beef and cabbage,
that's right. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. First, because I like to do it, we'll talk a little bit about St. Patrick was a real guy. He was born in Britain, in Roman Britain,
mm-hmm.
in the 4th century. His parents were His father and grandfather were deacons in the local church, so he was born into a very religious family,
right?
Which then sort of paved the way for the rest of his life. At 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and brought to Ireland to work as a slave to an Irish chieftain or druid named Milchu in Dal Riada. And he was there for 6 years, working for this guy in the fields. You know, he was the farm boy, the slave farm boy.
Doing whatever the guy told him to do.
Doing whatever he did, and he was not a very nice guy. He was kind of cruel to him. And then he escaped and got back to Ireland and went straight back into the church and studied to be a priest. And then in the year 432, he returned to Ireland as a bishop for the purpose of converting the, quote, pagans in Ireland. And that's why he's known, that's why he was canonized and is a saint, because of his work there in Ireland.
Interesting.
And that's why he's associated with Ireland, but he was not actually from Ireland originally. He was a Briton.
Brought there once against his will,
right.
And the second time?
Came back.
For the good of man.
Yeah, to return the favor. I didn't know about this, but he's known for driving snakes from Ireland.
I've heard this story before.
And I've never heard of that, so what did you hear?
That he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Oh, is that what you heard?
Well, have you been to Ireland lately?
Not ever.
I was in Ireland once.
And?
Not a snake to be found.
Yeah. Well, it's probably because
gone.
Yeah. Well, it's probably because, you know, the island separated from the mainland in the last ice age.
Right.
And they don't swim that far.
Yep.
They swim a little bit, but not that far.
Right. They had to make a decision. Are we going to go on this island or that
yeah,
island?
Yeah, the island. I see it going away. We'll stay over here. And so, feast day is a kind of national day, was already being celebrated in Irish and Europe in the 9th and 10th centuries. So it took a while, took about 500 years after he died before they sort of started celebrating him as somebody. And then in the early 1600s, the Catholic Church said, all right, we are going to do this as an official day. St. Patrick's Day became an official public holiday in Ireland in 1903. So and you can learn more at wikipedia.org, and you look up St. Patrick there. That's where I usually start when I do this kind of stuff.
Right.
The food, corned beef and cabbage. A good site is food.com/recipes/St. Patrick's Day, and they've got all kinds of recipes if you're going to plan a party. Corned beef and cabbage, and you know what else would you have on such a day?
Soda bread, with or without raisins.
Right.
I usually, when I have corned beef and cabbage, I always have carrots with it, too.
Okay.
And green beer.
Also, you go to a parade, and there's actually an official website for all the parades in the United States.
Oh, I bet they mention that one in Holyoke.
Oh, they do. StPatricksDayParade.com. And it's a bit of a kludgy site, but it's really cool. They have all the information. It's up to date all the time. The dates and the places and everything. And they mentioned that Holyoke is the second largest parade in the country. And, of course, the largest parade in the country is New York City.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, Holyoke, pretty big.
Holyoke, pretty big for such a town. About the New York City parade, though, they've been doing it for 250 years. This year will be the 250th parade. So they started doing it in 1762, before the Declaration of Independence was even signed. So they've been doing it for a long time.
Wow, the founders, so the pioneers.
That's right.
Of the St. Patrick's Day
we
Parade.
We were still an English nation at the time. We're, you know, colonies.
What's that website again for the parades on St. Patrick's Day?
StPatricksDayParade.com.
Simple enough.
That's it.
Mick is from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week every Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock. You find Montague Webworks right here in the Valley, of course. You also find them at our Save 30% store at bear953.com. What are you guys doing over there?
We're working on stuff. We got a new client who just came in, and she does the show on Tuesday mornings an hour from now.
Yep, Vanessa.
Vanessa Adams, that's right. So she just signed up on the store, and we're doing her site. It'll be up in a couple of weeks.
30% discount. Montague Webworks. More information at bear953.com. Mick, talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, Kevin.